Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The president who caused the chaos of the border needed to be here.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott harshly criticized President Joe Biden as Air Force One touched down near El Paso, where a record number of migrants are arriving each day. Biden inspected a stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border and met with officials to discuss an increase in fentanyl trafficking tied to a spike in overdoses. The administration also just announced a new plan to consider the asylum claims of up to 30,000 migrants a month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
But I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence.
Newly minted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made sure to thank former President Donald Trump after the longest fight over the gavel since the Civil War. Trump also made sure to thank himself, writing on his Truth social media platform that by helping the Republican leader, he did the country a big favor. Following McCarthy's victory, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York rallied fellow Democrats around their legislative successes of the past 2 years, including the American Rescue Plan and the Inflation Reduction Act.
It was one of the most consequential Congresses in American history.
Jeffries predicted the concessions McCarthy had to make to far-right lawmakers to win their votes are just the beginning of dysfunction in the House. Jeffries tells NBC an extremist agenda has now been negotiated into House rules and will hobble the functioning of Congress. Supporters of Brazil's far-right ex-president Jair Bolsonaro clashed with police and vandalized the presidential palace, Congress, and Supreme Court. The attack comes 1 week after the inauguration of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Bolsonaro claimed without evidence that the election was stolen before claiming asylum in Florida. Some U.S. officials are comparing the attacks to January 6th and calling for his extradition back to Brazil.
There are those in the state who do not understand the urgency of the crisis.
Maryland Governor-elect Wes Moore should have little resistance in acting policies related to climate change now that Democrats control both the governor's office and the state legislature. Climate activists hope Democratic leaders in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Minnesota will also use their newfound trifecta of statehouse control to pursue environmental policies rejected by previous Republican leaders. Democratic Colorado Governor Jared Polis is pausing a plan to bus asylum seekers to Chicago and New York after complaints from their mayors. In a letter to Polis, they say they are over capacity after receiving hundreds of migrants from Colorado. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.